This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bill of the DJV Show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Goggles, eh? Let's get to that. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Phil's at the controls. Larry's listening. Hi to Larry. Hey, Larry. It's time for us to find the true meaning. Listen, this sounds dumb. I'm being very philosophical.
If you're going to start talking about Christmas, I can't.
No?
Because it's
actually
like
the true meaning
of Christmas.
I could use Christmas, right?
It's
now.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, let me get here. I don't want to throw our lives away. We have a lot to learn between now and Christmas. I think that's for sure. Time goes so fast. Here we are, the beginning, the first week of June already. Wow. And in another 3 weeks, it'll only be 6 months till Christmas. Remember when I was a disc jockey, and I've done it in this program, too, on occasion, Christmas, celebrating Christmas in July, and we'd spend the whole week, 6 months out, playing Christmas music instead of other kinds of music that are
never
around.
I understood Christmas in July.
It's a mood setter.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
No, in July, I'm on the beach. I don't want to think about Christmas.
People are hot, and so they're like, oh,
exactly.
Just remember.
Right, let's cool down. People are so funny, because then in the wintertime when it's cold, oh, it's so damn cold, I wish it was summer again. Where can I go that it's warm?
Yeah, I never complain that it's hot.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so what's going on with, I think we need to spend some time on the reality of the COVID Chinese virus, or whatever you want to call it, and where it is, where it's going, things are opening up, even though in California there are more infections, right?
The numbers are growing, but we haven't gotten numbers in a while because the protests, the looting, all that stuff has kind of taken
the
air out of the room. But I'll tell you what, this is an ultimate petri dish because thousands of people in a really close space, of close proximity of each other. So if coronavirus is as contagious as they think, I fear for what Los Angeles will look like because there are a lot of people on top of each other right now. So yes, in LA, there are still some numbers going up, I think. But the NBA has set their return date, which I think is maybe a sign of good news. They're going to come back on July 31st, and they're going to do something kind of strange. It's going to be a little different than what you're usually expecting because they've already completed most of their season. So Adam Silver is doing a 22-team plan, which will resume at Disney World in Orlando.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're inviting 22 teams to Orlando, 13 from the Western Conference, 9 from the Eastern Conference. They'll have 8 regular season games per team. They'll play in for 8 seeds, basically. And then that'll happen between July 31st and October 12th. And they're voting on this week. It seems that everything is in gear and lined up to do this. So basketball could be back as early as July 31st, and they'll play up until really their next season. Then they'll have a quick break and probably more training camps, and then they'll get back to business in November is when the NBA season starts, I think. So that's some interesting news. Also, a little bit of good news in a new study that's out, when they do plasma transfusions on COVID patients, 76% of those patients seem to improve. This is done at Houston Methodist, and they conclude that plasma transfusions from recovered COVID-19 patients are safe and at least somewhat effective for people who are still dealing with severe coronavirus symptoms. Out of 25 patients who were given a transfusion, 19 of them saw their condition improve, and 11 of them were actually discharged. So some good news about antibodies and plasma. That's also good. Then they're also looking at, I told you I was loaded for bear here, ibuprofen could be a treatment for coronavirus.
Anti-inflammatory. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
there's a trial in the United Kingdom that's going to assess whether a modified form of ibuprofen can help alleviate breathing issues from the coronavirus. This team at this medical center, London's Guy's and St. Thomas Hospital and King's College, are studying whether three doses of lipid ibuprofen in coronavirus patients could lessen the severity and progression of lung injury. They've already had some indications in
lipid
shorter hospital stays.
Lipid proteins are important too, Jenji.
Yeah, because a lot of people talked about this at the beginning, but it's worth noting that virus is covered in fat, basically, in lipid. And
why I use that hot water in the soap for 20 seconds because that eats
dish
into
soap.
The fats.
Yeah, soap is really good against it. And alcohol, plain alcohol, it's so effective.
I just drink mine and hope for the best. I'm doing it all wrong. All right, a couple of more coronavirus stories. The movie theater chain AMC is saying that they probably are not going to survive the coronavirus pandemic. They're saying that they haven't been allowed to open in most places where they have locations. And now
Amazon's
they're worried
buy
that AMC may just close down.
Amazon and is probably going to buy them. That's actually
could.
Correct. They've already tried to make a play, so, yeah.
And then finally, my last fun story of the day, because we could probably all use it. If you are being quarantined with your loved ones, maybe your roommates, and you're sick to death of them and you want some peace and quiet, they're doing a rent a room by the hour model that has gotten, I guess, that is being allowed to not provide for a little afternoon delight, but instead they're trying to give people some peace and quiet. It's a new app called Globe, and it launched last year, and apparently it's been booming since the lockdown went into effect. And people want alone time, so they kind of pitch it as a private oasis in your neighborhood, and they allow people to rent out quiet spaces by the hour. So if you're getting sick to death of your husband or your wife or your roommate or your kids, even moms, you can go on to the Globe app and rent an hour of peace and quiet.
Yeah, there's other reasons to rent a room for an hour, too.
Well, that's what I said. It used to be afternoon delight, but not.
So while we're in Los Angeles, I thought it was interesting. My daughter pointed this out to me yesterday. She's at UCLA, I don't know if it's a rival school, but the other big school in town, the University of Southern California, resuming in-person classes, because she and I were talking about whether they're going to resume in-person classes in the fall. And it looks like it's going to be kind of a blend. The smaller classes, like the one she teaches, that may have 30 or 40 people in them, those are going to be conducted in person. But the big lecture hall of 160 people in a lecture hall, probably not.
The CSU system, Cal State University, had already announced early on that they're not going back to campus for the most part during fall. So UC, I think, is supposed to announce the middle of this month, and USC is saying they're going to adapt what a lot of colleges are doing, which is getting rid of the Thanksgiving break and sending kids back a couple weeks early so that they just kind of they don't want them to have in and out privileges, essentially. They don't want people going home and coming back.
Yeah.
Right. And so they're just out of school at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So that's probably what a lot of them, I noticed my alma mater doing the same sort of thing.
Notre Dame, I think, was the first major university that announced that was their plan. So they all talk. They all the schools.
Oh, of course they do.
You know,
are you kidding?
Trying to figure out. Yeah. Well,
no,
you know, they can be really helpful. You know, Notre Dame's a huge university. Smaller schools have a different set of problems, you know, than larger ones do. So it'll be interesting to see how it works.
The information coming from Europe. And not only are people focused on what Boris Johnson says about admitting a lot of people from Hong Kong, whether that is, you know, Hong Kong was a British protectorate for a long time, as most of us know, and I hope that most of us know that. We've learned that in history classes. One hopes, I keep my fingers crossed here. Fact that many people in Hong Kong have a connection to Britain, apparently, and I was sort of surprised at this because it didn't seem like this was his style. But Johnson says that the English government wants to allow people from Hong Kong to come live in Britain.
Which is the opposite of why they claim they wanted Brexit.
thank you. That's where I was going with this.
Right?
They want to close the place down, or that's what Boris and his pals say. Oh, and it's already too late to do that, but that's what that's why they had Brexit, because they were tired of all of the invasion of immigrants that were coming, and I could see where it was a real problem, but Now they want to, and I don't know whether this is an up yours to China. You know, the world is going to start really, really putting the screws to China, and it needs to. This country
is the one thing that can bring people
down.
Together. You think
yes,
it's China now?
Right.
Could the Chinese government?
Yeah. Yep. Could that be the uniting force?
Yeah. Now, also, one of the top doctors in Italy says that he is finding patients in his hospital have lower levels of the virus in their system than they did 2 months ago. In other words, the patients that are coming in to this hospital in Milano are not, they have the virus, but it doesn't really, you know, the government says the virus clinically doesn't exist anymore in Italy. Okay, that's one thing. But then there's a story in the Washington Post today about this guy who says this doctor, I mean, this is one of these Italian names, Alberto Zangrillo, says that he's looking at the data and he's also looking at his own patients, and that the declining cases and the fact that the virus is less in circulation means that the cases that they're getting are not as hot as they were before. Which I guess is among the, you know, it's good news to have.
I've been hearing that too, and more when fewer and fewer people are going into hospitals, so the hospitalizations in the United States are way down. The number of people on ventilators are also way down. So either the treatment, either we're more aggressive with treatment, or people are going to the hospital sooner, so they're avoiding a ventilator, or a possibility, maybe it's a combination of all of them, another possibility is that the virus has mutated now into some other form that our bodies can just fight off better. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, Italy also got hit, two of the reasons Italy got hit so hard, it's the oldest population in all of Europe, and it's like the highest smoking rates of all of Europe.
And reason number three is it was a transfer point for the carrier that was going from Wuhan to
300,000, as we learned from Dana Chang, the reporter who's been on the show occasionally, 300,000 Chinese workers go back and forth to Milan because they work in the factories there making all the fashion, which is something that I didn't know, but I knew from the jump of all of this. I said, you know what, I guarantee this is tied somehow
to
the fashion industry.
Well, but there was also the carrier
in Milan, and
there was a carrier transporter who was bringing the virus to Tehran, and in order not
where
to make a direct
from?
Line.
What was the source of that?
Uri found that out from one of his Israeli... Uri's very close to the Mossad, and he knows all the gossip from the Mossad. And the Mossad said that's how this got started. That's what the Mossad said they were... The Mossad, they're tracking this stuff all the time. They're like MI5. They're probably better than the CIA. There's no flies on those guys, and they don't let anybody get away with anything. They are tough, tough, tough. And Uri said that, Uri Geller, I'm talking about, my friend in Israel, who's the internationally well-known psychic and motivator, he's back, he moved back to Israel, and he's always had these Mossad contacts. He worked for the Mossad. So anyway, they tell him stuff, and so he leaks it out here and there. It's 19 past the hour on the DJV show.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The All-American Girl here, represented by Carrie Underwood. She and her husband, Mike Fisher, have been relatively quiet during this quarantine. Now fans know why. They've been working on a short four-part film series for I Am Second. It's called Mike and Carrie, God and Country, available to watch on demand on IamSecond.com. And we'll continue with weekly episodes through the 17th of this month. That's their contribution to hashtag Wednesday Wisdom. Okay, you're going to have to clue me in on both of these things, ladies, because I don't know. I never heard of I Am Second before, and I don't know anything about Wednesday.
I've never heard of I Am Second, but I'm guessing it's a religious affiliation.
Oh, is it? Okay.
All
right. Okay.
Like your second, God's first, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, their son's named Isaiah, so maybe that gives you a clue. Not people that are close to religion like that.
The definition says, connect with a community that has discovered a different way to live. Real stories of real people who found true peace and authentic identity and radical love.
So, we want to translate
that.
Okay.
What it says on the website.
Thank you for the clarification.
So, is it a dating site?
I Am Second. Oh, there's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
God and Country.
She had three miscarriages, and I think maybe that brought her closer to her faith. I think that's what she's sort of saying here. She said, I just had an honest conversation with God. I was hurt, and I told him how I felt. The show is giving viewers an up-close and unfiltered glimpse into Underwood and Fisher's life, their relationship, their faith, along with some inspiration on how they continue to sustain their marriage and find purpose beyond their careers as country singers. He used to play in the NHL, right, this guy?
Yeah. He was good. He was really good.
We wanted to do this to share some of our personal journey in hopes that viewers will be inspired by it, maybe even take one more step in pursuing a relationship with God. Since 2008, the nonprofit I Am Second organization has been igniting hope and inspiring people to live for something greater than themselves. So says the website. What did you say you found on the website, Jennifer?
Sounds like a dating site.
I know. In 2008, we started as a Dallas-based nonprofit. What would happen if we helped cast a vision of life as live for something greater? That's okay. At the time, the steep rise in online video content was just beginning, so that's where we started, telling 20 stories of real people. These are everyday people who boldly and confidently say, I am second, even after earth-shattering personal experiences. Still don't know much.
Yeah.
No, you don't know. All right, let's keep moving here. It's time for us to have some chicken and biscuits. This is a singer, Colt Ford, dropping a song called Chicken and Biscuits Second Helping from his album. This is another, an expanded edition, in a manner of speaking, of his 2010 album, Chicken and Biscuits. Mr. Ford explains he rounded up his band to film a new version of this fan favorite. This is sort of in the spirit of the quarantine world. He says, the day I shot the video, I was in the studio by myself. It was just such a different vibe because my band members were all in different locations. The song has always had a life of its own from the moment I put it out. The original video made it go crazy. When asked why this is the right time for the update, Cole said, Chicken and Biscuits is such a fun love song. During the times we've been going on, we're going through now, we can all use some love and some laughter. Amen to that, pal. So, what do you? Does anybody know this song from before, Chicken and Biscuits?
I haven't really heard it. Sorry, I'm sneezing, but no, I have not heard it.
No. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Yes.
You asked me at the wrong time.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know this guy, but it's an interesting song.
I like
the idea, people come up with really, isn't it amazing? Some of the things that people, it's like the Tiger King. Who the hell would have ever thought that that would do? I mean, it's that kind of stuff. It makes me.
Ooh, another update I've got on Tiger King.
Okay, save it for the next step.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Charges against the Minneapolis police officer seen in a video putting his knee on the neck of George Floyd for almost 9 minutes, leading to the death of George Floyd, has now seen his charges raised from third-degree murder and manslaughter to second-degree murder, and the other three former Minneapolis police officers who were on the scene at the time are also now facing charges. State Attorney General Keith Ellison.
To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value.
Former Defense Secretary James Mattis is now tearing into President Trump over the president's response to the nationwide protests and says the president is a threat to the Constitution. Mattis resigned as defense chief in 2018, and this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A high-profile GOP lawmaker says protests are one thing, but looting and riots are not, as USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
As protests continue across the country after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, many people, including senators, are calling for peaceful protests as opposed to some of the violence and looting that we saw over the weekend. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says protesting is okay, but looting and violence are not.
Every American has a right to speak and then to peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail. And we also need systematic law enforcement targeting Antifa and other terrorist groups that are organizing, that are providing assistance. This is a terrorist assault in our country, and rioting cannot be tolerated. It needs to end, and it needs to end now.
And Walmart is taking firearms off the sales floors in some of its stores as protests over George Floyd's death lead to looting in some places. The company saying yesterday that guns will still be sold in those stores, but they're being kept in secure rooms until further notice. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Howdy doody. Time for our daily think session here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We're about to add about 8 new stations in the next week. It's interesting how things are. I chuckle to myself as I see how people, I was decrying earlier the reality of me not being a member of the club, and so the program over the years has suffered somewhat. Well, it may be that with a lot of other things, that's changing, because a whole group of stations, I think it's time for us to take a different look at what we do. So we get eight stations coming next week. Yeah, it's good. All these things are good. Speaking of good, Jennifer Horn is here. Goodness and greatness follows her as it does with Victoria Keelan. It's great how we've all gotten together. No accidents. This was divine. How's that for this?
Were we the combination. Hosting a show in a past life too?
We may have been. As a matter
of in Mongolia, according
in
to
Mongolia.
Okay, have your fun with me. Go ahead, help yourself. Meanwhile, speaking of fun, something I do understand having fun, but I do not understand Tiger King.
Haven't seen it.
I know, and I don't have any interest in seeing it.
I'm not even propelled.
I was not either.
I watched the first episode, and Lewis and I looked at each other, and we were like, we're going to keep going, because it just sucks you in. It's the most bizarre thing.
Why, though? What? Explain, please.
Because there are no likable characters, but they're all very interesting characters. So there's that. I didn't know that this world existed. I didn't know about the world of private zoos. So that, to me, was interesting just from the... And plus, Joe Exotic's a character. I mean, he's just a weirdo. You like him, and then you kind of don't like him, but then you like him again.
The private zoo thing gives me the creeps because it reminds me of a movie once where they would have people in cages, and they'd set them loose on the grounds of this estate, and they'd go try to kill them.
And that's the most dangerous game.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. that's based on that short story, yeah. Well, that's not what this is.
No.
But there is murder. If you want an update, there is murder.
Really?
Carol Baskin, who is a woman who runs Big Cat Rescue in Florida, she and Joe Exotic are nemesis. And so Joe Exotic had gone after her publicly. He had this hilarious, like, public access radio or TV show that he was doing, which was so low budget. And so he would basically go after her constantly. And so she sued him for defamation, and she won, which rightfully so. And he basically kept telling everyone that she had murdered her first husband. Well, what happened was, and this kind of goes into it in Tiger King, she was married to a millionaire, and he left her. Well, supposedly he was leaving her, and he never made it. Exactly. He never made it anywhere. And so after 5 years of him being, quote unquote, missing, she had him declared dead. And then now she's married to another guy who looks pretty much like he's terrified of her in every scene. But so Don Lewis is the first husband, the missing millionaire, and he had a will, and his secretary, who worked for him for 30 years or whatever,
she was clearly in love with him.
Yes, totally. She had a copy of the will because she was named the executor of the will. So she had the will in a safe in her office. When he died, when he was declared dead, Carol had a will was made public. His children from his first marriage were cut out of the will, and Carol basically took over all of the money. Well, now the update on this, because people have always believed that she murdered her husband and then fed him to the tigers. That's where the tiger thing comes in. It's not implausible. She's definitely a psycho. So now a Florida sheriff who has been working on this case.
This is going to be psycho women. Do we have the ladies, what is it, the housewives of Atlanta or something? And maybe they'll be tied into this.
The housewives of Tiger King?
Yeah,
Tiger King housewives. Well, here's the latest update. A Florida sheriff has now confirmed what were once considered to be wild rumors, but he has confirmed that the will of Don Lewis, the missing millionaire, was forged.
Did he get eaten by a tiger?
Well, that's the rumor, is that she killed him and fed him to the tigers. Because the tigers wouldn't see anything left over, right? I mean, tigers would eat him.
Plus, she did some really tough investigating.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, bones. It'd be some bones.
They're like, oh, look, and that tiger poop, a gold tooth. Ooh.
Yeah, right, gold tooth. There's always a gold tooth that pops up. So Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister has confirmed to local news in Florida, WTSP, that two different experts have deemed the will 100% forged. And he said, we knew this, though. We suspected it going into this case. But now we have two handwriting experts who've confirmed that she traced the signature of her husband from their wedding certificate.
Wow.
So she basically took the marriage certificate and traced.
That is the housewife of Atlanta.
So that's what she did, because they said they went through all different signatures and it matched. They knew it was forged because she had traced it. So it matched what was on how he signed their marriage license. So I don't know where it goes from here. If you have a forged will, I guess maybe his two adult children. Adult daughters, they're in Tiger King as well, and I'm assuming that they're probably going to bring some sort of a wrongful death lawsuit now, and they can challenge the will now that two experts have
been we've been talking about this for 5 minutes. This is really something else.
That's good stuff.
I
actually will make a call, you know, since we're all looking around at the justice system. This week, I think, or maybe last week, I don't know, it all blends together, but that Carol Baskin was actually awarded Joe Exotic's zoo Right. Because she had a bunch of defamation cases against him. She won a settlement over $1 million. He couldn't pay her. So here's the thing. If she did off her husband, which was the big claim that Joe Exotic made, I call for the reversal of that, and I think that she should not get Joe Exotic sue, because
exactly.
if she indeed killed her husband, then he wasn't wrong the whole time.
And we rest our case. And, Doug, on your flight to California, you need to watch Tiger King.
And wear goggles. Okay. It's going to be hard through the
and
goggles.
And wear goggles. Yes.
Yeah, well,
you
should
get those Google glasses. They'll be like goggles, and you can watch.
Where do you, how do you get those? Where do you get them?
I don't know Google. That they ever made it to market. They were kind of a big failure.
Really? I was just thinking
if you
about.
You can find some.
Yeah, all right. I'm writing a note to myself. Goggles. Okay. Are we done with Tiger King now? Can we get back to the? I was reading a transcript. I don't watch The View. I was never a big fan, but I liked it every once in a while because I got a kick out of it when they were nice to each other, but they still disagreed. Now they aren't nice to each other. They still disagree.
That's still on.
But, yeah. But there was something that came.
It is, and they're like the tigers in Tiger King, except there's like raw meat in the center, and they don't have each other.
Maybe we could have them eaten. Joy and Megan.
Let me see if I can do it. So it's Joy Behar still, Whoopi and Meghan McCain, and I think it's, what is her name, Sunny Hoysen or Hoysen
Sauce? Somebody who nobody pays any attention to.
Oh, somebody else left, right?
Yeah, Abby Huntsman left, and I think there must be someone new, but I don't know.
But it's nobody pays any attention to anything that anybody says except Megan, Joy, and Whoopi. So this is the reason I'm bringing it up, the relevance of where we are right now, the focus on what's happening in our country, the protesting, the anger, the upset. The ladies who are all basic, well, Megan isn't, but Whoopi and Joy are both my age. And so, actually, Joy's 4 or 5 years older than I am, and Whoopi is about the same age, maybe a year or two younger. So they went through, they were talking about what it was like during the Vietnam War and the protests. And it brought me around to, I haven't thought about it this way, but it is a legitimate way for people my age to look at this, because we've lived through so many different kinds of protesting. I was scared. When I was a kid, well, let's see, at what age was I? I was 20. Was I 20 yet? Let me see. Yeah, I was just 20 when this all started. And it scared me. When I saw the police shooting people on college campuses and going through National Guard, but the protesting that was going on, none of the people who were protesting carried guns. They threw rocks and stuff, and once in a while there was a car that got burned, but there wasn't the kind of guys that are, some of the protesters got rifles and AK-47s, and that's scary stuff. I thought it was scary then, but these ladies reminded me as I looked through the dialogue that it wasn't anywhere near as scary as what's going on now, because everything's been ramped up so much because of the easy access to guns. And whether you agree with that or you think that, but somebody who lived through it, I will tell you honestly, even though that time scared the pants off of me, it made me a man. That period of my life, I was a kid until the Vietnam experience. And after that, I became a man. And so the people who are going through this now, the added dimension to the protesting is the fact that both sides have weaponized. And, we talk about the rubber bullets being shot all over the place. They're being used inappropriately, and maybe they ought not to be used at all. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I know they're being used inappropriately. People are getting shot with them that have no business being shot with them. But then there are others who are, looting and vandalizing. And that's why that's why the store owners are standing in front of their stores at night with guns, because the people that come to loot the stores have guns.
I have no problem with that. I think you have
every
right
either.
To defend
None.
Your store,
nope.
your property,
I don't
your business.
Yep.
I'm not a gun person at all, you know that, but I have zero problem with that.
Yeah.
The only problem I have with that is that it causes so much confusion in what's already a lot of chaos. Believe me, you know, I think people have the right to protect their homes and their businesses, so I agree that they have the right to.
Well, you're the only one of the three of us who has a gun, so you have credibility.
Yeah. Thank you. But I think it's far more effective for these store owners to stand on their roofs. I have been watching all the local coverage in Los Angeles, and the store owners who are standing on the streets with the guns are getting caught up when police arrive on the scene and there's a looter going on. You know, if there's some looters running away, they think it's the people holding the guns that are the ones who are doing wrong. And so they end up putting those people in handcuffs and then cuffs, and then the looters get away. So it's kind of a mess, and it's just it's symptomatic of the chaos, I think, that's going on right now.
Well, at any rate, it's just there's a it's chaos. And I'm not saying this because I want it. I'm just telling you, I think the reality is that we are going to have a lot of chaos and upset this summer. This is the beginning, especially if the weather is as predicted. It's supposed to be very hot around most of the country this summer, and that is, and if you still have confinement issues with the virus, there's a Molotov cocktail right there. 46 past the hour on the DJV
program. It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Miravet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or you.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Time now for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with an overview of some of the questions that come from people who listen carefully to what Ken says and may still have questions. For example, we're always talking about cannabis and what it does and what it doesn't do and how it may be bad for some things but not so bad for others. There are a lot of studies being done, Ken. I know you and I have talked about the studies using cannabis to help relieve the signs of dementia and pancreatic cancer, that sort of thing. So where there's a yin, there's a yang, right? There are other things that using cannabis or the THC in cannabis, what is absorbed into your system may have an impact physically or emotionally. Is that a true statement?
Well, I think you have to back this up and differentiate between medical uses and recreational uses.
Yes.
And as an individual, we're not going to be able to self-medicate ourselves with cannabis. We're going to be able to maybe self-recreationally use it, but you really have to work with a healthcare provider if you want to get some of the medical benefits. I think you're talking about some of the research
yes,
issues, so you have to do this within a research study. So there's a huge difference between looking at some of the potential medical benefits, and I think many of what you're suggesting are potential medical benefits yet to be proven but being investigated. versus the recreational uses. And we have some issues. I don't know if you want to get into some of the news this week about how high THC cannabis doubles the risk for anxiety disorders. This is out of JAMA Psychiatry this week, that users of marijuana and other cannabis products with high levels of THC, they're four times more likely to abuse the drug and nearly twice as likely to develop anxiety disorders.
All right. So there's the plus and the minus, the yin and the yang, and who knows where it goes. But as you say, the research is being done. That is, with different kinds of research, that one shows that there's a risk in using this stuff. And so down the line, it's not, I do, though, hear people taking pills, THC pills, instead of smoking this stuff that seems to have a calming effect on people in their sleep and other things. So if you don't smoke it and you take the capsules, is it going to have a better effect, more beneficial effect, do you think? You
know? Well, it depends what the indication is. And again, you don't want to do this on your own. You want to do this with your doctor. And again, you're differentiating recreational versus medical use.
I think I'm recalling one of your favorite slogans or sayings, you don't pull your own teeth. So
not with this, or are you going to get some of the adverse effects, which from head to toe. Just like this COVID-19, which literally can damage every organ in your body in the severe form.
Yep. All right. Here's a question about using drugs. You're the cardiologist here. So let's talk about what you normally would prescribe. If you see people that have advanced heart failure and they're at risk of dying, do you treat them differently than you treat someone who has perhaps the might have the vulnerability to it, but hasn't got a serious case?
Well, there is some good hopeful news in heart failure, which can be, in many, a deadly disease. It really is a deadly disease. And the heart's a pump. And there's basically two types of heart failure. One is where the pump can't compress. It has a very low ability to squeeze. And then there's another kind of heart failure where the heart actually squeezes well, but it doesn't relax well to fill with blood. In the type of heart failure where the squeeze is very weak, we call this a low ejection fraction. There's some real hope. If you have this kind of heart failure, you want to ask your doctor about two new drugs, especially this Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. It's a diabetes drug, but even when you don't have diabetes, it helps, and you want to combine it with a new drug that's not brand new, but it's pretty new, called Entresto. The problem is there's no generics for either one, but if you have weak heart failure, ask your doctor about these two new drugs, Entresto and Farxiga.
Entresto, you see a lot of advertising for that, don't you?
You're going to be seeing a lot of advertising for Farxiga, because this just also was shown to be effective.
Connect with Dr. Ken anytime by dialing into Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Florida, 352-735-1400. Telemedicine abounds and is very helpful. The connection with Ken may help you a lot. Check it all out. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen here. As an overview, I want to know what the answer to the question is. Send a question, we'll get the answer, and ask Dr. Ken.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.